This is Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story. The man who wrote this week's favorite story is remarkable in American history. He was a governor of New Mexico, a minister to Turkey, and a general in two wars. He saved Washington, D.C. from almost certain capture during the war between the states. And he wrote a story that sold more copies than any other book except the Bible. This incredible American was General Lew Wallace. And his great novel, which sold over 3 million copies, was Ben-Hur. That's the favorite story we're going to bring you in this half hour, as the choice of Mr. Clyde Beatty, the famous circus performer and trainer of wild animals. The popular young motion picture star John Beale will play the title role of Ben-Hur, with Marvin Miller as Messala, in our favorite story production. There are many tales told of various productions of Ben-Hur. When it was filmed in silent movies several decades ago, a troupe of actors was sent all the way to Italy, where they staged the famous chariot race in the actual ruins of the Roman Circus Maximus. For retakes, they found it necessary to build a replica of the Roman amphitheater here in Hollywood. The cost was enormous, but Ben-Hur proved to be one of the great successes in motion picture history. We're proud to bring you our radio version of Ben-Hur as Clyde Beatty's favorite story.
Yes, David.
Why are we climbing this hill in the dark? Why did we get up so early today?
Your father will tell you that, David.
Yes. As soon as we reach the top of the hill, my son. In a little while, the sun will rise over the walls of Jerusalem, the holy city. And this hilltop will be radiantly golden, David. You will see.
How the wind seems to sing.
You are old enough now, David, to understand what we wish to tell you. Your grandmother and I will try to tell you the whole story, just as it happened.
Hold my hand, David.
Yes, Grandmother.
We saw him, David, your grandmother and I. He walked the earth in our lifetimes. He touched our lives.
He touched our lives, David.
You will read about him in books and hear about him in sermons. But we saw him, David. We saw him. What we say here, you will tell your children someday, and they will tell theirs. We will go back many years before I first saw him. My best friend, David, my boyhood companion, was returning to Judea after 5 years in Rome. I remember I ran down the street toward the Roman garrison to meet him. How I ran that day. Messala! Oh, Messala!
Who calls me?
Oh, welcome home, Messala.
Oh, it's Judah Ben-Hur.
Yes.
How's the student?
I am well. It's been a long time, Messala. 5 years.
So it has.
How fine you look in your uniform.
This is a special parade uniform designed by the best artisans of Rome. We march today with the new procurator.
Valerius Gratus?
He arrives today. Ah, there's a man who will teach the weaklings of Judea real Roman discipline.
Messala.
But why do you stand there gaping like a child?
You're so changed.
Changed, certainly. I'm a soldier.
I'll never forget the day you left. I saw you start off for Rome. And I cried. You were my closest friend. Now you've come back almost like a prince, and yet...
Yes?
I wish you were the Messala who went away.
How provincial you are. I pity you, Judah. You have a good face, but the weakness and sentimentality of a bookish man, which makes you a typical Judean. Yours is a life with no opportunities. But I... the world lies before me.
I bid you goodbye, Messala. I wish I had not come. I sought a friend, and I find a...
A Roman.
Goodbye, Messala. Mother. Mother, are you home?
I'm in here, Judah.
Mother, I must talk to you.
Such a sad look, my son. Is anything wrong?
Tell me, Mother. Am I a weakling?
A weakling? Oh, no. Who told you that?
My friend, Messala.
And what did he say that so troubled you, Judah?
He has changed, Mother. Very changed.
You mean he has come back a Roman?
Yes.
And they have taught him that to be a Roman means to be a master.
But are we so low? Is sentiment a sin? And is reading a book a sign of weakness?
My son.
Judah! Judah!
Yes, Tirza?
The soldiers from the Praetorium. They're marching right by our house.
We'll climb up on the roof and watch them.
Oh, may I, Mother?
Certainly, but be careful. The tiles on the roof may be slippery.
With my brother's strong right arm to hold me, I could never slip. Oh, but come quickly. We'll miss the best part. Oh, look at them. I've never seen so many soldiers.
There's the procurator on the golden litter.
Okay, can you make out the sign above his head?
In a moment I can. He's almost below us. Yes. Valerius Gratus, it says. New procurator of Judea. All hail.
The guard!
What happened?
The procurator. Something fell on his head.
There! It came from that roof. There is the man. Seize him. Yes, Commander.
They're pointing to us, Judah. What happened?
When I leaned out of tile, he just slipped off the roof. Oh, Tirza, I have killed the Roman governor.
Judah!
Break down the door! Take the entire family!
I didn't mean to do it, Tirza. It was an accident.
Oh, Judah! He's not dead!
What?
He's getting up!
Oh, blessed be the Lord of our fathers. Come quickly. We must go to Mother.
I'm frightened, Judah.
I will explain it was an accident. They won't harm us. Come.
Ask the woman, Centurion, take her prisoner.
Let me go. Let me go.
Take your hands from my mother. We have done nothing.
Nothing but attempt to assassinate the new procurator.
Messala.
There is your man. This is his mother. This is his sister. You have the whole family.
It was an accident. Messala, order your men to leave.
Get cords. Bind his hands.
Remember our childhood.
The procurator will name his sentence.
Oh, Messala, for the love of heaven.
Order the women to the Tower of Antonia.
The Tower?
The sweet traitor.
Oh, Mother. Mother.
Judah.
And be quick about it. There is better entertainment in the streets.
Oh, Lord, I pray you. In the hour of thy vengeance, let mine be the hand to put it upon him. For many years, David, I did not know what had happened to my mother and my sister. They boarded up our house, and without a trial, they sentenced me to life in the galleys.
Oh, Father.
They tied a thong around my wrists and fastened it to a chariot. They dragged me, barefooted, toward the seashore, toward the galleys. My feet bleeding, the yellow dust flying up in my face. Finally, we stopped at a seaport town. I lay in the dust of the road, my throat parched with thirst. I wanted only to die, or to kill. And then, suddenly, I felt a hand touch my shoulder, gently, like a caress. I looked up. I saw a face I've never forgotten. It was a young man, about my own age. His hair was bright chestnut, and his face was lighted by dark blue eyes. So good, so full of loving kindness. All my thoughts, all my dreams had been of revenge, only revenge. But when I looked up at him, my heart became as a child's. He placed a pitcher of cool water to my lips, and I drank. He spoke not a word, but placed a tender hand on my forehead, and his lips moved in a silent, wonderful blessing. Through all the long months, through all the dark years in the galley, I had hope. There was gentleness in the world. There was kindness. There was a man who had holiness and tenderness and compassion. And I knew that if one man could be like that, someday many men, or perhaps all men, could be like that too.
Pull in your dogs! Pull! Pull!
Pull! Oh, God.
Pull!
Oh, God, I pray to you.
Pull!
Let me keep believing. Let me hold in my mind the face I saw in the village called Nazareth.
This week's favorite story is Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ, the enormously popular novel by General Lew Wallace, chosen for this favorite story broadcast by Clyde Beatty, the world-famous circus impresario. Our star is the well-known American actor, John Beale. As we begin Act Two, we ask you to go back with us in time to the century of Caesar Augustus. It is the hour before daylight, and on a starlit hilltop overlooking the holy city of Jerusalem, we see three figures, a man, a woman, and a little boy.
Father, the sky is getting gray.
Yes, David.
Grandmother, what did they do to you? And to Aunt Tirza.
You're quite a man now, David, and you may know. But the story, at least the first part, is not pretty. Hold my hand very tightly, David.
Yes, Grandmother.
For 8 years, we sat as dead ones in a black dungeon. They threw us a crust of bread, a cup of water. We existed, but there was no air, just a crack of light. All that kept us alive was the love we had in our hearts. And love is God, David. In the darkness, we reached for the light.
Oh,
Tirza, let us have faith.
Where is he, Mother? Where's my brother, Judah?
On some distant sea today, on some island of the seas tomorrow, in some city, along some road. But he is alive. I know this. A mother knows this. And while he lives, Tirza, we shall not be forgotten.
My hands are filled with scabs. My fingernails seem to be... not at all.
Tirza, my dear, try not to think of this. Say a psalm. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil,
for thou art with me.
You in there!
Mother!
You ought to be released, women!
Released?
Valerius Sardis is no longer procurator
And Pontius Pilate needs room for his own prisoners. All right, women. You may come out now. Well, be quick about it.
Unclean.
What's that?
Unclean. Do not come near us. We are lepers.
Do not cry, David. It will soon be morning. Let me tell you the rest. I finally managed to escape from the galley during a sea battle, and I started back on the long journey to Judea. On the way, I met a pilgrim, an old Egyptian, whose name was Balthasar.
Peace to you, my friend, and God be with you on your journey.
And with you, good stranger. Can you tell me how far it is to Judea?
I come from there.
Oh?
It is 2 days' journey.
You come from Judea? Tell me, do you know a family there named Hur?
Ah, yes. All Jerusalem knows. A great tragedy.
Tragedy?
They were set free, but in the vileness of the dungeon, they had become lepers.
Oh, no.
They are friends of yours?
My mother and my sister.
Oh, my son.
I am Judah Ben-Hur.
Do not despair. Have faith.
Faith? I shall devote my entire life to vengeance. I shall herd with wolves if need be. I shall grind every Roman into the dust. To the flames, everything Roman. To the sword, every Roman born.
My boy, listen to me and believe what I say. On a December eve, 27 years ago, two companions and I walked across a desert, following a bright star.
I do not wish to hear your story.
You go to Judea, I urge you to listen. On that night, we found a child, newborn, in a manger in Bethlehem. We saw and worshipped him and gave him gifts. Melchior gave him gold, Caspar frankincense, and I gave him myrrh.
Why do you tell me this?
I alone of the three whom they called wise. I alone have lived to know that this child has grown to a man, and the message he has brought the world fills the air of Judea. Love, he says, is greater than force. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
And where is this man who preaches such hopeless optimism?
In the hamlets and villages on the slopes of the mountains of Judea and Galilee, falling eastwardly into the valley of the Jordan. He is there now, standing in a door or on a hilltop. Only this evening, he saw the sun set, one day nearer the time when he himself shall become the light of the world.
But I would not believe, David. I could not believe because of the bitterness in my heart. I found my enemy. I found him in Antioch, at the Circus Maximus. He was a hero, a chariot racer. If only I could defeat Messala at his own game. For months, I trained a team of horses. And then the day of the contest arrived. My chariot was white, his scarlet and gold. I managed to get into position just to the right of him.
Oh, give me place! Please help me!
He stood in his chariot, proud and defiant, beaming at the spectators. And then he turned and looked at me.
I have heard that some unknown charioteer has dared to challenge me today. I've heard... Ben-Hur!
Yes, Messala. You did not expect an old friend.
But you are...
Dead? Oh, no. Very alive, thank you.
So, a weakling from Judea dares to challenge me, Messala. A good joke.
Look to your horses, Roman. You have given me strong arms and a back of steel.
in your Roman galleys. Look to your laurels, Roman! The team sprang forward, the manes of the horses singing in the wind. The reins were taut in my hands. The arena, a sea of faces, fading, blurring. But Masala's face, the mask of his resolve. Side by side, his chariot and mine. A mighty pull on the rein, and the iron-shod point of my axle caught Masala's wheel and crashed it. And he pitched headlong into the yellow dust like a dead dog.
This was the revenge I had prayed for. The Lord God had delivered my enemy into my hand. But there was no joy in my victory. My soul was empty. I came back to Judea, and everywhere I heard whisperings on the wind. A voice, they said, of one who was called the Son of Man. And everywhere his words, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." A man of Bethany named Lazarus, he raised from the dead. The blind had sight again. The lame could walk. For this man had taught them the great power of love and of faith. I searched everywhere for my mother and my sister. Finally, I found them. They were cringing in the darkness of a cave.
Mother! Tirza!
Go away, unclean, unclean!
Mother! It's Judah!
Judah!
Mother, I've come back!
Judah, for the love of God, come no closer! Go away and forget you ever saw us. Think of us as you think of the dead.
Mother.
Do not touch me. No, no, no. Oh, my poor Judah. Now you are one of us. You must live in darkness.
No, Mother, listen to me. There is a wonderful man who has the power to cure you. He speaks a word, and the sick are made well. Even the dead come to life again. I have come to take you to him.
My poor Judah.
No, Mother, as the Lord lives, I speak the truth. This morning he will pass by here on his way to the city. Take my hand. Tirza, my sister, I give you my other hand.
We stood by the road, and he stopped and touched us both lightly on the foreheads. We believed, and we were made whole again.
Yes, we saw him, David. He walked the earth in our lifetimes. And on this day, 10 years ago, the stone was rolled away from the sepulcher, and we heard, as if it were sung on the wind, "I am the resurrection and the life."
The sun! How golden it is!
It's a new day, David.
Yes, a new day. When there is faith in our hearts, my son, and kindness towards our fellow man, then every sunrise brings us renewal, and we live again. We are resurrected, as he was. And David, remember this. Where there is love, there you will find God.
Good morning. Oh, good morning, Father.
Thank you.
So we bring to a close the great inspirational story, General Lew Wallace's Ben-Hur. In the title role of this favorite story production, you've heard the distinguished American actor, John Beale. We all want to congratulate you, John, on a thrilling performance as Judah Ben-Hur.
Thank you, Ronnie. I'd like to say what a real pleasure it's been to work with you on this favorite story broadcast. And with Marvin Miller, who played Missala, Henry Blair, Janet Scott, Herb Butterfield, and all the favorite story cast. And I'd like to thank Jerry Lawrence and Bob Lee for their script of Ben-Hur. I think they really captured the spirit of the whole book in this half hour.
Well, John, we're looking forward to having you back with us for another performance soon.
You just named the time, Ronnie. I'm a favorite story fan.
Thank you, John Beale. And our thanks to Mr. Clyde Beatty, the famous circus performer and animal trainer, who chose Ben-Hur as his favorite story. Adventure on the High Seas. Probably the most famous mutiny ever recorded. For on favorite story next week, His Majesty's ship, the Bounty, will once again set sail from Deptford, William Bligh, Royal Navy commanding. And once again, off the storm-swept coast of Otaheite, there will be mutiny on the Bounty. Lon McAllister heads a brilliant cast in our favorite story production. We hope you'll be listening.